Welcome, everybody. It's time once again for SLMA Radio. It has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with SLMA Radio. SLMA Radio is a syndicated show, and our archives have 383 different episodes now with an audience reach of over 94,000 listeners. And today we're privileged to have with us a guest host, Peter Gillette. Hey, Peter. Pleasure to have you here. You're calling in from where? Somewhere overseas here.
Yep. Good old London. And the sun's shining for a change. So I think.
That's different. Wow. Well, that's a good sign for the start of the show here. So who have you got as your guest here today? I'll let you launch into it here.
Thank you, Paul. Delighted to host today's show. And of course, joining me today, I have the real pro, Jim Obermeyer, whom you all know as the founder of the Sales Lead Management Association. Today, we're asking why salespeople should actually love trade shows. Well, we've all been on duty at different exhibitions and events and know how physically and emotionally tiring shows can be. So not something that immediately springs to mind as something that you jump at as a salesperson. But let's discuss some of the background first. Jim, we've both been in the Leeds business for longer than we dare mention. And I think it's interesting that some things have changed a lot and others simply haven't changed at all. In the latter case, I'm talking here about perceived sales lead value and the resulting lead follow-up rates by the sales teams. Has anything really changed at all in these last few decades, or is it still pretty dreadful?
Unfortunately, it doesn't seem to have changed very much. Thank you, Peter. For those listeners today, Peter is going to be our regular host on the program at least once a month. First week of every month, he's going to be the host for SLMA Radio, and he's on today and on next week's program. So he's bringing us a worldwide perspective. Peter and I have known each other for years, and so let's get back to the subject. I will. Is follow-up changed? As far as I can tell, no. It has changed from the, not from the salesperson's perspective, but it has changed because of marketing automation and those kinds of nurture follow-ups and phone calls that may come from out on telemarketing, but haven't changed very much from the salespeople themselves. We keep hearing that it's still not very good, anywhere from 10 to 25%. Salespeople continue to say, I just don't need more leads, I need qualified leads. So I don't know if that's changing things, but when it comes to trade shows, that's kind of another story, though.
We often perceive it's better in the good old days, but actually in some ways it's so much easier for sales guys now. And I don't know if we're showing our age here, Jim, but the shift from outbound cold calling and appointment setting, that old drudgery we used to have to go through with our sales teams in those good old days, compared to today with all the variety of these inbound marketing channels, they're automatically creating a flow of leads when prospects are interested. Is that what you think is devaluing leads, as sales guys are just simply spoiled for choice these days? They've just got a large catch of leads in their fishing bucket, and they don't, you know, they're just going to pick whichever takes their fancy for the day.
I don't know, Peter. Maybe, but that's still for the larger companies that are creating this large inflow of inquiries and leads. And the small industrial companies, those salespeople are still struggling. Things haven't changed appreciably. It's still, I think, less than 50% of the companies have marketing automation. Upbound telemarketing is only used by the most progressive companies. So when you look at that, you say, well, things have changed at one end of the spectrum, but for the vast majority of the salespeople, it hasn't changed very much at all. They're still cold calling. They're still having to go out. And so that's one of the reasons why I think these trade shows and events have continued to grow, and private events have continued to grow. Because, you know, all the trade show bureau statistics say that it takes fewer closes, touches to make a sale from a trade show lead, mainly because someone has talked to someone in that booth. And salespeople today seem to be more anxious to go to shows a few years ago, 5-6 years ago, they said, oh, I don't want to be bothered, send somebody else. I've got to stand on the booth all day long. Now they want to talk to people. They want to talk to buyers. They realize that people that show up at shows in those booths are going for a reason, and that reason very often is to get the answer to the question that either they have or someone else has given them to ask. And the salesperson can actually answer that question face-to-face and probably do a better job than competitors. So I think it's a combination of things going on there. Big companies, small companies, things really haven't changed in some respects.
Interesting, because I think with the increase in inbound digital, that's creating a lot of additional leads and volumes, and not necessarily leads. They might not be qualified. They may be just be people visiting a website and having a look. The downside with all these digital channels is perhaps that it's actually getting quite difficult for a sales guy to talk to customers anymore. I mean, you know, take our own situations personally. We're all now our own gatekeepers, deciding on what emails to delete, what calls we might accept when they come through on our smartphones. Would you agree that this is possibly one of the reasons why trade shows are back in fashion?
Yeah, 20 years ago, you could get through to 45% of the people that you called. Today, you get through to only 10 or 15%. So that those gatekeepers, people are definitely not allowing people through. And let's face it, the buyers that create the inquiry to begin with, they only pick up when they want to get an answer to a question. Once they get that answer to the question, they disappear from view for a long time. Serious Decision says that they tell the figure 70% of the people have made a decision by the time they contact you. You're down to the last two or three companies. So it's, in a way, it's helpful for the salespeople. In a way, it's much more frustrating out there. So I think trade shows continue to be one of those strong, the strongest. In fact, I give presentations at the exhibitor show every year, and I tell people the exhibits managers create more wealth for the company than anybody else in the company, because the exhibits managers through their shows are creating thousands and thousands of inquiries, and those inquiries are much, much more qualified because they're qualified in person on the trade show floor. And at that point, that's why those things end up by being followed up at a higher rate and then closing at a higher rate.
There's absolutely no doubt that we see all the statistics from the trade show industry, whether it's construction, medical, pharmaceutical, they're all taking larger exhibition space. They're selling out faster. The volumes of attendees, visitors, is also increasing. So I think let's, after the break, let's take a look at what the modern marketing or event planner should be helping sales teams with. And before we do that, Jim, are the particular areas that you think a sales manager of a sales team should be demanding from his event planners?
Well, I think they should be demanding training on the show floor. How do I qualify people? How do I talk to the most people at one time? How do I process those people? I think they should be demanding the best trade show lead acquisition system. And I know you're involved in that business, and this isn't a commercial for you or your software, but I'm a strong believer you just can't get these simple systems on the trade show's floors anymore. Salespeople on the floor need the most advanced qualification system they can get so they can talk to the most people and qualify the most number of people in the shortest period of time. And that is one of the biggest advantages. And then that information gleaned on the show floor has to get out to salespeople nationwide, worldwide. Very often, within minutes because people expect it. Literature has to go within minutes. And the leads themselves, because so many of the inquiries that come in on that show floor are going to salespeople out in the field someplace else, and they will do the follow-up. So I think those three things a salesperson has to ask, the sales manager has to ask of the marketing management team. They have to make sure that they get training. They have to make sure that they've got the best acquisition system, and then they've got to make sure that the fulfillment, digital fulfillment, notification to sales reps is immediate and swift.
Back to the trade show industry that we're involved with, and it is really quite surprising, isn't it, Jim, that a lot of the trade show organizers are still selling the old scanning devices that do very little other than capture someone's name and address. And even some of the biggest exhibitors will have ladies walking around the booth scanning badges in exchange for swag. And I never really understand that in the modern world. I mean, maybe it's nice for some of the guys, but, you know, those aren't leads. They're just people going into a show.
Well, that's the marketing manager's mistake, Peter, thinking that quantity is over quality. You know, let's face it, companies spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, sometimes millions of dollars, to be at that trade show. Whatever the cost is at the show, the cost for traveling and all those people, salespeople coming in, doubles the cost. And if they turn around and buy some stupid little thing off of the trade show organizer, and it could be a mobile device, but it's usually dumb. It scans it and tells you who was there, but it very seldom tells you anything about budget, need, desire, time frame for purchase. It doesn't tell you those things. It doesn't help figure out. There's no open field. It doesn't tell you what literature should be sent. So they're virtually useless. They spend millions, and yet they spend nothing on the acquisition devices. It's very sad, Peter. Very sad.
Yeah. There we are. We need to roll up our sleeves and work a little harder at that. And now we're going for that break, and we'll pick up exactly on that point in a moment.
All right, just a quick reminder that after this show, you might want to check out Zuant, Zuant. It's a new generation of mobile lead capture systems, one of the things we're talking about today, and one that you can use at every trade show and event, or even every day when you're on the road to present and send videos and literature to your customers, like right now. It looks great, eliminates the need for manually entering your leads later, and best of all, it works smart. So why not work smart? Check out Zuant, Zuant.com, and see how they can help you make more out of your trade show experience. All right, with that, let's head back to our discussion with our guest host today, and Jim.
Good, thank you, Paul. That's great. So, Jim, I think one of the things we've noticed in some of our larger clients is that the increase in the volume of shows these days means that they now have to employ quite a large team of event managers, maybe multiple event managers. I mean, just in the US alone, some of those clients are doing up to 20 shows every month somewhere across the nation. And that may involve three or four different event teams. So the poor event manager's got a very, very stressful job. And they have to pitch up a few days before the show opens, see what hasn't been delivered, what has, make sure the logos are in the right place, see that, you know, there's some training for the show workers that are going to be there. And maybe what's happening is that there's a little disconnect here, because you've got your marketing types, your digital marketing managers with their marketing automation platforms, you know, the Eloquas and the Marketas of this world. They're back at base, so they're churning through all of the numbers. They don't see what's actually happening physically out at these shows, so that it all becomes a little bit of a disconnected machine. And maybe the sales manager is the third person that's involved in this little relationship, or what should be a relationship, with his or her peers. And they see their sales guys are being pulled off the road, away from their phones, to go and work in the booth at a particular show. So there are quite a few opposing forces here at work. So perhaps, Jim, we need to encourage those three to get together and work as a team, and share information rather than just going like robots from show to show to show and repeating the same mistakes. Is this something you've noticed as well?
Yeah, it would be, Peter, if they've got a great team that shows up and knows how to talk about the products and qualify the prospects on the show floor, and they've got a good acquisition device and they can process, in other words, talk to more people. Too many shows, there's a salesperson or somebody representing a salesperson is talking to one person, five people are aligned, and nobody thinks to gather them together and then scan them together and qualify them and process them. You can get two or three times the number of leads at a trade show just by doing that, but you've got to have the right devices. And you're right. Sales managers think, why should I send a salesperson off the road? He's not going to, well, because he's going to talk to maybe 50 people in a day, where when he's back in the office, he's going to talk to five or six in a day. So trade shows, I think the marketing management teams have still not caught up to. It's the sales leads, dummy. It's the raw lead count, the qualified lead count, and the actual revenue that comes from the show that makes a difference, and that's why you're there. You're there to get qualified leads and to create revenue for the company. You're not there for the margaritas. You're not there to set up the show and to get it running and not have any headaches. You're there to get the maximum number of qualified leads so salespeople can make their quotas.
Yes, absolutely right. You know, on that point, we notice some of our successful clients really are, in a way, and they have to be, slave drivers. So they'll start planning a show maybe 6-9 months before the actual show date. They'll start bringing in not just the sales management, but also the sales executives themselves into a monthly web meeting to plan the countdown, particularly in the medical field where there are new products being launched, a lot of high tech being blended with in the healthcare market. You know, we see them as a leading edge in this respect. And those discussions are fascinating. There, come on, guys, we're exhibiting for you, for the sales department, and what we want you to do is to highlight the people that you would love to invite to our booth. And let's start that process. So they're targeted way before the show starts, and then they receive at least the e-newsletter, the countdown, what products are going to be launched, maybe personal invitations from the sales guys to those prospects and indeed their customers. Make sure that they are attending. So,
well, Peter, if they are attending, do the sales reps get notice when somebody is in the booth now? So if I'm a prospect for a company and I show up and somebody looks at my badge or scans it, is it possible to alert a salesperson to the booth that's looking for that person, either a customer or a VIP prospect? Or, I mean, can that person be recognized today out of these new systems?
Sure, absolutely. And that's really, that's clearly the way it's going. And, you know, it takes us into that other famous discussion area of ours, you know, CRM systems and CRM data, because these days, if you haven't got that, you know, you are, coin one of our own phrases, dead without a database. You have to know who you're targeting, have their latest data. And of course, you know, if you're a global multinational company, you have to abide by all the data protection laws that are coming in. So I dread to mention the GDPR regulations, but, you know, a lot of US companies haven't heard about those yet. They come into effect end of May 2018, and all that data needs to be cleared and organized and work within that new legislation. So it's going to be harder in future to plan that data, but having a good CRM system that's regularly maintained and watered by the individual salespeople is just so important to start this process, so that sales management can engage with marketing working in tandem with event managers.
Well, aren't you also saying then that these acquisition devices have to connect almost immediately to the CRM system in order to be efficient?
Yes, for sure. So all of that sort of data now is easily loaded in devices running on products like, you know, the good old iPad and an iPhone, so that as someone approaches you, approaches reception in the booth, they're scanned by the reception team, and it immediately goes, ping, yes, you're a VIP, you're a customer, no, you're a hot prospect, or we don't know you at all. And, you know, successful clients are probably seeing 70% of the people that they know already on their database, and the remainder they see as, you know, just extra bonus of being at that show. So they're really using that as an event to talk to known individuals. The moment they walk onto the booth, they're scanned, and then the receptionist can say, fine, I see you work with Fred Smith. Let me take you over. He's in the VIP area. Come on through. I see you have a VIP badge that we mailed to you a couple of weeks ago before the show. So everything gets connected now to provide the sort of experience that you and I would like as we go into a booth.
Not unlike a restaurant where you walk in and they say, good evening, Peter. Nice to see you back again and your lovely wife. And you feel very good because the restaurateur recognized you when you walk in the door. I love going on a trade show floor and having people recognize me. I like when I come into companies and my name's on the welcome board coming in through the door, I say, well, the people here and the people that work here also know I'm going to be here. It isn't just my ego. Everybody likes to see their own name and wants to be recognized as a customer and feel like you're just not a number again. So I'm glad to hear the devices and systems are being able to do that today.
Sure. No, very much so. And I think to have the different status levels of the people coming to the booth is important. Being able to take them through to the VIP area, maybe on a second floor in the booth if it's a large show. And creating facilities. I think booth design comes into this so that we can actually give more space for the salespeople to operate. A fascinating area.
Well, I'm sure you're going to explore a lot of this as the host, co-host of SLMA Radio. We're Greg, we're just so pleased to have you up there. It's nice for me to be a guest, for instance, for change. Hey, who do you have that's coming on next week, on your show next week?
We've got Ian Gotts, founder and CEO of Elements. He's a fascinating guy and a real expert when it comes to the world of Salesforce.com. So we can't keep you away from the good old CRM side, Jim.
Excellent. Well, I'll look forward to listening to it next week.
Good. We'll be there. Thanks. Nice to talk to you now, Jim, and see you then.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you for joining. It's Peter Gillette, and thank you for joining SLMA as our co-host. I'm really looking forward to your interesting programs and your worldwide perspective from the UK and Europe, et cetera. So thank you, Peter. Thanks for having me on today.
Not at all.
You've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio, brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. It has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing. It probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show, part of the growing list of shows on the Funnel Radio channel for at-work listeners like you.